From Global Warming to a new book, Screenwriting for a Global Market by Andrew Horton. It's reviewed in the Atlantic Monthly by day-to-day critic David Kippen, who wondered how global considerations affect the movies we see here at home. Here's David's essay adapted from the Atlantic.
Hollywood may be the only industry that makes more money dumping failed products abroad than it does marketing successful ones at home. Most movies today are made to be dumped. This phenomenon stands the crisis in the cigarette industry on its head. Instead of cultivating an international market because of declining popularity and adverse legislation at home, the way tobacco companies do, the film industry is ignoring what's been a thriving market at home because of exploding opportunities overseas. Wouldn't it be a shame if after all the uproar about cultural imperialism, the only country that lost its national cinematic identity turned out to be America? The American film industry runs a trade deficit exactly one night a year. That's Oscar night, when British, Australian, and an increasing number of foreign language films regularly wipe the floor with Hollywood. The Oscar night trade deficit shapes up as a direct consequence of the year-round trade surplus enjoyed by an American film industry that's driven by blockbusters that will never see the inside of the Kodak Theater. But greed is nothing new in Hollywood. While their employees may have thought of what they were doing as art, Louis B. Mayer and Harry Cohn had no such illusions. They made Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and Ninotchka as business ventures and saw handsome returns on their investments. Meanwhile, Ernst Lubitsch and Billy Wilder and Frank Capra were busy defining America, both to itself and to the world. Never mind that their quintessentially American comedies sprang from the brains of three guys from Berlin, Vienna, and Sicily. In making movies for their adopted country, they wound up seducing the planet. American filmmakers today make big, loud action movies for the planet, but they risk alienating their own country. There's a lesson in what happened to the post-war French and British film industries after American trade policies choked off the export of their films. They thrived because they started making movies for themselves. Granted, the French filmmakers were so besotted by this time with American culture that what came out represented a pretty peculiar hybrid. But cross-pollination is in everybody's interest. That's how an art form evolves. How an art form stagnates, at least in an age of global communication, is by trying to serve a worldwide constituency simultaneously. So what can be done to save Hollywood? At the very least, people who care about American film should mobilize an unprecedented lobbying campaign around the world to raise, not lower, to raise tariffs against U.S. films. Protectionism abroad would mean better movies at home. If nothing is done, American film will surely die as it was born, as dumb show.
David Kippen is book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and a regular contributor to Day to Day.